I get the privilege of having the, probably the most normal part of, because we always do it together. So, I want to ask you guys, do you guys know what this is? Have you guys ever smelled the inside of honey?
Yeah.
Mine is really stinky.
So this is Zuri's shoe. This is Zuri's shoe.
Oh.
I couldn't bring Asher's shoe or you guys would all pass out. Because these are really, really stinky. One day I'll tell you a story. One day, most of you guys have been to CHA gym, right?
Yeah.
So one day I was playing basketball at the CHA gym. And all of a sudden, these middle schoolers came in and wanted to play basketball. And they didn't have their shoes, so they took off their shoes and they started to play basketball. And all of a sudden, we started to go... And then it started to be like and then it started to be like the smell was so bad that I couldn't even breathe.
Right?
It was the nastiest smell I ever smelled in my entire life. But on the opposite side of it, how many times on Sunday after service, you guys have that, as we're starting to come to the end, you go, and you smell the wonderful smell of cooking. And your stomach starts to say, oh, I want food. And you start to smell the wonderful smell, and you just start wanting to eat so badly. How many people have that feeling? I know I have, I love it. So the passage that we're going to look at, okay, listen. But thanks be to God, 2 Corinthians 2:14-16. Thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and amongst those who are dying. To one, a fragrance from death to life, and to another, the fragrance from life to life.
コリント人への第2の手紙2章14節から読みます。光るに神は感謝すべきかな。神はいつも私たちをキリストの凱旋に伴い、私たちを通してキリストを知る知識の香りを至るところに放ってくださるのである。私たちは救われる者にとっても滅びる者にとっても神に対するキリストの香りである。勝者にとっては死から死に至らせる香りであり、前者にとっては命から命に至らせる香りである。一体このような任務に誰が耐えようか。
So did you guys know that we have a natural smell, natural good smell to people?And we have a stinky, we have a natural good smell and a spiritual good and bad smell. I know when I don't read the Bible and I don't spend time with God, I become a kind of stinky person at
times.
How many people find that you're stinky sometimes? People think you're kind of stinky. Act kind of crusty, you're kind of like,
eh,
I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. You fight with your brother or sister. You whine and you complain about the bad food that your mom or dad made.
Yes.
That's what happens. We kind of behave like that. We become stinky. People don't want to be around you. So what are ways that you guys think you can become, like, through Jesus Christ, or what things you can do to become better smelling people? What do you guys think?
It's hard to use.
Do you think you can hang around? Do you think you can read your Bibles? You can think, sing maybe songs about worship, not just at church, but
no.
You can change your mind little by little. You almost have to think, as people get older, if you've seen your mom and dad, they have to wear deodorant. Because the older that you get, if you don't put that deodorant on every day, it becomes really stinky. Spending time with God by yourself is like putting deodorant on every day. It helps you become a sweet smelling aroma to everyone around you. So I challenge you, put your deodorant on this week. Read your Bible, put that's your deodorant this week. Spend some time singing some songs, that's your deodorant this week. Memorize a Bible verse, that's your deodorant this week. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for these kids. I pray that you would just allow them to be aroma of life, Lord God. I pray that you fill them with your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding. I pray that you would give them discernment as to what the right to make the right decisions at the right time. I pray for the parents, Lord God, that you give them strength and wisdom to all of us, to help us to grow our children's
Okay. Okay, you might want to do that, but I'll just continue. So, one of the slides didn't cover your room. I just built 10 dungeons.
I'm sorry.
But this is right.
So I would like to start continue the service by reading one passage in Proverbs. If you read English, could you read with me? And then if you read Japanese, could you read with Masumi-san? Proverbs 3:3-4. Let not steadfast love, hesed, and faithfulness, amen, forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man.
一緒に読みください。慈しみと誠が、あなたを離れないようにせよ。それらを首に結び、心の中の板に書き記すがよい。そうすれば、神と人の目に好意を得、成功するでしょう。Today
is Testimony Sunday.
今日は証の日に。So
I'm not going to really talk too much in a normal message. But I just want to look at this Proverbs 3 a little bit with all of you. How many of you have read Proverbs? Anyone read Proverbs every day? There's like 31, so it's easy to read it every day. Anyway, have you noticed that the book of Proverbs is really different from the other books of the Bible? The other books are kind of, there's like a flow, everything kind of goes together. Every other book of the Bible, it's all connected together with what came before and what came next, it's all connected. But Proverbs is really different. Shingen is just often like one, like the Proverbs 1 or Proverbs 2, Proverbs 3. It's just like a bag of goodies. それから、人間、人一章でも、一節と二節関係ないかもしれない。とか、三節は五節とは全く関係ない。ただただ、何かいろんなもの生えている、一つの章でも。 So, I just want to look at this heart of Proverbs 3. その意味で、部分だけちょっと今日見たいと思いますけれども。Look what it says. It says, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. So it means don't let them leave you. So these words are like huge words in the Old Testament. The concept. There are two words, hesed and emet, two Hebrew words. They're a set, hesed and emet. They always go together. Not always, but often they'll go together. And it says, don't let these huge things of hesed and emet leave you. So actually, hesed and emet are words that describe relationships. They describe relationships between people. And also relationships between people and God. And so since today was Testimony Sunday, I thought it was really appropriate. They kind of mean very similar things. Hesed is usually translated steadfast love. And faithfulness is emet is usually translated faithfulness. So for relationships, these things have to be part of us.
関係のために変わらない愛、それから誠実さというのは本当に重要なことです。Always.
In our community, we always need hesed and emet in our relationship with God and our relationship with one another. Because hesed and emet are part of God Himself.
I'd like to sing a song called Psalm 121. It's a very simple song, so yeah, when it's the chorus, maybe you guys can sing along with it. That would be nice.
You said if you want to sing.
Thank you.
どうもこんにちは。
Hello.
今日はあの私が解説します。簡単にあのお祈りしていきます。
First, let's pray.
愛する神様、感謝します。
Lord Jesus, thank you for today.
私のような小さな存在だと解説しますが、
I just want to talk about how small I am today.
この証もイエス・キリストに助けられて。
Please help me with this testimony. 皆さんと恵みが、
共有できるように
。Let's all experience your grace together. 神様どうぞ力を与えてください。Please give me your strength.
愛するイエス・キリストの御名のもとお祈りいたします。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. あの、簡単に自己紹介しますと、私はあのホー・イン・ソンと申します。
First, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is In So Ho.
あの東京で生まれて池袋の繁華街で育った在日韓国人3世です。
I was actually I'm a third generation Korean Japanese Korean. I was raised near 池袋。
池袋の中でも本当に一番危険な場所で育ったんですけど。
Sounds normal to us, but actually 池袋 was kind of dangerous for me when I was growing up.
なんか殺人事件も何回も起きました。
There were like even murders happening in my neighborhood.
聖書でいうソドムのような場所です。ソドム。
Oh, it was like Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible.
親はあの僕はあのまあマイノリティなので、もう常に。もう勉強もスポーツも健康も負けるな。で、それも兄弟のたちに教育をして育ちました。
My parents and my siblings taught me as I was growing up that because I'm a minority, so I can never lose. I have to be a winner in sports and studying and everything that I do.
まあ実際負けることも多かったんですけど。
Well, I mean, I did actually lose sometimes.
あのそんであの、26歳の時に今の妻と結婚して
when I was 26, my wife and I got married.
27歳の時に韓国に行きました。
And then when I was 27, we moved to Korea.
韓国語は全く話せなかったから
I didn't know how to speak Korean at all.
で韓国に行ったらですね、私みたいな存在もっと珍しくて本当にもっとマイノリティだった。
And if I had ever thought I was a minority here, the way that I grew up, actually I felt even more so when I was back in Korea and I couldn't speak Korean.
むしろ外国人よりもっと不便なことが多かったんです。
I really felt like I was a foreigner, an outsider.
みんなその僕のことを日本人って言います、韓国では。
And I just, even though I'm Korean, but I was often called Japanese.
そうするとだんだんあのいつしか自分には敵がないんだ、本当自分しか信じることができない、本当にもっと強く思うようになりました。
So I just started to feel more and more like I could only depend on myself.
で韓国で10年以上生活したんですけど、
we lived in Korea for about more than 10 years.
5年前にあの関東のソウルから京都に来たということになりました。
And then after that, it was about 5 years ago or so, we moved from Seoul to Kyoto.
大阪にあるそのベンチャー企業の社長がすごく僕に誘ってですね、何回も何回も一緒に働こうって誘ったんです。
And then there was a kind of someone in my company, and he really wanted me to work with him, and he kept on saying, "Please, let's work together."
ところが全てが全くの嘘だったんですね。
But actually that there was some kind of a like that was a lie and it was some kind of a conspiracy going on with that.
その社長はね、僕ともそ僕より3歳ぐらい年上なんですか。
He was about 3 years older than me.
もう本も出して本ですね。
He got a book.
もうテレビ局の NHK ももうテレビ朝日もあちこちから取材向けて。
He showed all these things from TV.
立命館大学の教授でも客員教授でもあったんですね。
He was kind of some professor.
ただ、いや彼になってることは全てが何もなかった。
But actually it was all a lie.
私をもう入れて、ちょっとお金を集めたり利用しようとしたんですね。
He was actually trying to use me to kind of get some money and do some things that were really suspicious.
まあ京都に実際に引っ越しをして、その1ヶ月後にその会社は破産して社長は逃げてしまいました。
So then, you know, he had persuaded us to move to Kyoto because of this business, but because it was all a lie, about just only 1 month after we had moved from Seoul to Kyoto, then the whole thing got shut down and he ran away.
僕はその1ヶ月間だけその会社の役員だったんですけど、
so、I just ended up only working there for 1 month.
もうその間の給料も報酬ももらわないのは当然で、
and then, of course, I didn't get paid.
みんないなくなっちゃったんで、
and then everybody disappeared.
債権者はみんな僕にいろんな責任を追及しました。
And then everyone was accusing me because I was the only one that was left.
まあその後裁判で僕に1億円の損害賠償請求してきた人もいます。
and I even had to go to court and they were wanting me to pay 1億円
100 million
yes I'm not gonna it was a lot okay
それでまたその京都 その大阪の会社を紹介した人たちとはまたいろんな仕事も進めてたんですけど全てがなくなりました。
So I just tried to figure out what I should do and network with some of those people that I knew, but it just they all disappeared and none of it worked out.
またこれとはまた違う話なんですけど。
So then I'm just going to talk about something else for a second.
僕は韓国のソウルに行った時に、日本のまあ結構中堅の結構まあまあ規模の証券会社のオーナーがよく来て、僕よく知ったんですね。
So when I had been back in Seoul, there was another someone that I knew who was in a securities company.
ただ彼が僕も知らなかったんです本当に。
But he, I don't know, he really didn't know me.
So, その証券会社でお金をファンドで集めてたんですけど。
But and he was, you know, using a security company and gathering some money together.
そこでそのまあ監査報告書、オーディットリポートって。
And audit, there was an audit report.
で僕の名前、僕はあの。会計士なんですけど。
Oh, okay. And I was the I was chief PA for that.
その監査報告書に僕の名前勝手に使った。
And then he just because I was a CPA, but I didn't know, but he was like forging my name on those documents.
僕はソウルにいたんで何も知らなかったんです。
And I didn't even know I had been there. That was going on for like 10 years, and I didn't know.
それが僕が東京に京都に行く約半年ぐらい前にそこも破綻して。
And just so, even though that was actually a separate incident, but about 6 months before I left Seoul, all of those, that forgery also came up.
And then
it was a really big deal, and it was even like in the newspaper.
And
then before I knew it, I had a really bad reputation even in the internet. My name was going around that it was all my fault.
もう僕と同じ、僕はそのグループのなんか仲間になってるんですね。
And then even though I didn't know about it, but somehow I was like included as one of the members of this group of people who are really doing bad things.
友達が聞いたんで驚いたんですけど。
And then my friends saw it and they were really surprised.
警察に行っても何のどうしようもないんですね。
And then even if I would go to the police and report it, but they couldn't really do anything.
なぜかって、現在だと誰がやってるかわからないんです。
Because there were so many people involved, and then some of them were, you know, forging documents and that sort of thing. So it was really unclear who was actually responsible.
まあこういうことが5年前に一気に起きまして。
So those two incidents. Kind of all exploded at the same time about 5 years ago, right after I moved.
僕は関西、京都、関西に誰も知り合いがいないんです。
And then actually, there I was in Kyoto, but I just didn't know anybody.
今更韓国にも戻れないですね。
But meanwhile, I didn't feel like I was able to go back to Korea because of this other thing that had happened.
僕の親は僕が中学3年、いや、中学13歳の時に亡くなって、母親は
My actually, when I was just 13 years old, my mother was 32, and then she had passed away.
So, 親もいない。
So I was like an orphan.
子供は、あの、今のジュアンがその時はまた小学5年生。
ジュアンは in fifth grade.
ジュナはまだ幼稚園生。
And Juna was in kindergarten.
韓国語しか話せないですね。
And then they can only speak Korean.
その時にあの京都の KIU っていう、まあ、キリスト教系の国際学校に 入れの子入ったんですけど。
And then they started going to international school. I forgot what that's called.
家はですね、その大阪の会社が契約したんで、会社なくなっちゃいましたんで、出て行ってくれと。
So the house that we had moved into, the company had gotten it for us. So because of this incident and the company kind of disappearing, then they told us, oh, you have to get out. You can't live in that house.
本当に日本に戻った突然。自分の信用もお金も自信もすべてなくなってしまった。
It was like, you know, the moment I had come here, then just everything disappeared, my confidence and my everything disappeared.
本当に真っ暗でどん底な状態だった。
I really felt like everything had turned black.
それまではなんかこうね、親に教育されて負けないなんて強かったんですけど。
Up to that point, I really still felt my parents' influence that I had to just keep going and, you know, win and be victorious in everything that I did.
ことほどく生きる心がなくなったんです。
But after all these things happened, I just completely lost all of my confidence.
こんな時に妻から家のそばでお祈り会があるから行こうって言われた。
Then my wife said there is some kind of a prayer meeting happening nearby, so I think we should go to that.
そこで韓国から来ている宣教師に会ったんです。
And then I actually met some missionaries that were there from Korea.
その宣教師が私が何を説明しなかったんですけど、私の顔を見て一つの聖書の言葉を私にくれたんです。
So that missionary has never met me before, but right when he saw me, he just kind of spoke a word from the Bible to me.
ちょっと聖書の言葉あります。すべてのことはあなた方の益であって、恵みがますます多くの人に増し加わりにくれ、感謝が満ち溢れて神の栄光となるのである。だから私たちは落胆しない。たとえ私たちの外なる人は滅びても、内なる人は日ごとに新しくされていく。なぜなら、このしばらくの仮患難を働いて、永遠の重い栄光を溢れるばかりに私たちに得させるからである。私たちは見えるものではなく見えないものに目を注ぐ。見えるものは一時的であり、見えないものは永遠に続くのである。
2 Corinthians 4:15-18. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Sorry. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
その時ですね、僕は本当に世の中の汚さ、ずるさも感じましたけど、自分自身の罪も分かったんですね。
So, of course, at that time I was feeling like all of the world's evil, but then I also realized my own sin.
もう自分しか信じないとか、自分の判断、自分の欲のままで常に行動した、その自分の罪が全ての原因だったっていうのが分かったんです。
Then I just realized that up to that point, the way that I hadOnly relied on myself and tried to go my own way was wrong.
もうその時には聖書この言葉を信じるしか道はなかったんです。
So I felt like believing this and going forward God's way is that's my only option.
もうこの試練も含めて全てのことが益であって、現在の患難は恵みを得るためのものだと信じたんです。
So I just believed.All of those things, they all happened so that I would meet God and believe
in Him. この間、本当何回も何回もこの言葉を読んできました。
So, these words from the Bible that were given to me by that missionary, I just